Welcome to Pink Kink,
where we talk about the pretty, twisted side of kink.
I'm Princess Rara.
And I'm Dara, the Electro Khaleesi.
Whether you are a new kinkster or have years of experience, Pink Kink will help you level up your kink knowledge.
Join us on this journey as we talk about our personal experiences and use the knowledge we've gained over 28 years of being involved in both private and professional aspects of this lifestyle to help you explore every facet of kink.
Get set for an adventure. Not only will you learn and grow, but we promise loads of laughter, turning each episode into a fun party. So fasten your seatbelt and let's get this show started. Pink Kink runs off the generosity of our devoted patrons.
As a patron, you will become a member of our special Discord server, receive some adorable Pink Kink stickers, as well as have access to a monthly behind-the-scenes podcast. Patrons also get discounts at our Etsy shop, Pink Kink Boutique, and our online classes at Pink Kink Institute.
In addition, our impactful and electrifying Pink Kinksters get special audio and video episodes. And finally, patrons at our highest tier will be recognized as producers, both here on the podcast and on our website.
If you would like to become a patron, you can visit us at patreon.com/pinkkinkpodcast or click the link at pinkkinkpodcast.com.
Today's episode is produced by our electrifying Pink Kinksters. Thank you, Jay, Witcherman, Brianna Lynn, Daddy Jay, Fabe, Embers, Blossom, William P., Claire, Lady Blooding, Naughty and Nice, Butte Pain, Manda Panda, Cat, Stefan, Shadow Phoenix, Voldy, Christopher, Kilted Sir, Brian, May Cry Devil, Ruby Riot, Mistress Velma, Enchanted Sparrow, The Wombat, Impact Hazard, Twitch, The Midnight Girl, Sinful, J21, Daisy If You Do, AK Harley Chick, Violet Rain,
Serenity, Belle, Eric, Lady Affliction, Dr. Dave, Pumpkin Pie, Ms. Tourmaline, S'more, Hacksaw, Wee Mad Beastie, To Be Better For Me, 3AM Thoughts, Forest, BP Bryn, Crash Override, Kinky Bear, Barbie, Navigator Bard, Frost, Sinful and Naughty, Coffee and Chaos, Noir, Haley's Comet, Mr. Pillsbury, Peaches, Mighty Owl, Princess Sassy Pants, Lady and Lex, Chaos Monster, Kristen, Casper, Hazel Page, and Jessica.
All right, so you know how we usually do a shtick before we go into stuff?
Yes.
I sort of feel like we need to go straight into the stuff because I might have a lot of pages of notes.
Is this the one where you cut the pages down from 10?
To 9.
Yeah. You're trying to kill me.
And they're bullet points.
Oh, well, at least there's that, and you didn't write paragraphs.
And I also made the...
You know, if you'd written this in paragraphs, it would have been a short story.
And then I also made the margins smaller to fit it into less pages.
Okay. Rah-rah.
Yeah?
There is a difference between formatting to make something smaller, appear smaller, and actually cutting and making it smaller.
I was hoping you wouldn't notice, and I would just like... You'd just be impressed.
Then why did you say it?
Well, I'm not telling you. I'm telling them.
Oh,
telling right. The listeners. So don't tell Dara.
No, Dara didn't hear any of that.
But this particular topic, I thought it was sort of time we covered it because the more I'm involved in the kink community, the more I meet people who fall into these categories. And I've never heard of either one of these terms out in vanilla land, though I know it has become much more popular now, but... In the olden days?
I have.
Yeah.
Over the last 5 or 6 years.
Well, 5 or 6 years ago, we were not vanilla.
Well, okay, also true. But I'm saying in the vanilla world,
yeah,
I have heard that.
Well, these two terms have really gained a lot of prominence in the last couple of years. And I think that it's important to talk about it. I mean, human sexuality encompasses such a diverse spectrum. And these are just two more identities that once people understand them better and therefore understand themselves better, I think will really help them in the long run. So we are talking about sapiosexual and demisexual. Now, it's essential to understand that while these might be two lesser known identities, that they are just as valid as any other identity people have. And we need to be respectful toward it. And I'm really hoping that we're able to do that here in this episode, because as somebody who doesn't identify as either, I was very fascinated as I was doing the research for all of this. You don't identify as either, do you?
If anything, it would be sapio.
Yeah.
I tend to look for... Okay, do you remember when I was first looking for a daddy? I was literally going daddy hunting.
Yeah.
I specifically put in my bio what I was looking for was somebody with a sense of humor, because that's my biggest thing. That's what makes me attracted to you, is your sense of humor. I prefer more cerebral jokes than physical jokes. So if you're not funny, if you're not smart when you're funny and you're just a dumbass, I'm not attracted to you. I don't care if you're hot. Like those idiots who like do physical practical jokes on people on TikTok and no matter how hot they are, I am not attracted because they're stupid. So if anything, I could be considered sapio.
Yeah. See, I actually had this conversation with somebody the other day, because I'm very, especially as I get older and have zero fucks left anymore, I'm very vocal about the reality of how my sexuality works. And I am a very visual person. I need to look at you and think, damn, you're hot. I want to fuck you, and I want to fuck you now.
Well, I wonder if that actually comes from my audio fetish.
It's very possible.
Because I'm not that visual of a person.
Yeah. I am super visual. Now, I am also the first to admit that you could turn me on and I could be completely attracted to you. And then you open your mouth and shit comes out of your mouth and the attraction goes away.
Yeah. I think there's a little difference, though. Like, I think with, what is it, with sapio, you're not attracted to anybody until?
No. All right. So let's go into that.
Am I confusing things?
Possibly. So sapio sexuality basically challenges this idea of physical appearance being the primary reason for attraction. And it prioritizes intelligence, wit, intellectual curiosity. So you're attracted to somebody's brain, basically.
So Myrtle Urkel.
Huh?
Oh my God, you didn't see Family Matters?
I was already pretty much an adult by the time Family Matters came out, which is scary, but yes, I am that
okay,
old.
Okay, listen, millennials.
I know who Urkel is. Is Myrtle?
Myrtle's the girlfriend. She's attracted to, actually, unfortunately, not Myrtle Urkel, Jesus Christ. I got to redo that whole shit because now I sound like an idiot. Anyway, no, Myra.
Myra, okay.
Myra was Steve, Myrtle is his cousin. My God, I just said it because it rhymed. Myra was attracted to Steve because he was smart.
Okay.
Laura didn't become attracted to Steve until the very end. After she went through the Stefan phase, after she went through everything.
Now, Stefan, I know what we're talking about.
Well, Stefan is the hot version of Steve.
Yes, I know.
Right? So, but Myra would get turned on when Steve would say shit about, you know, his experiments or science or whatever. She literally was attracted to his big brain. Yep. She goes, the brain is the hottest sexual organ, which, you know, is true. So basically, Myra.
Yeah.
Which, you know. Hold up a little candle, because the actress that played her actually died.
Oh, that is sad.
I didn't know that until probably last week.
Wow.
Yeah.
Sorry to hear about that.
Yeah.
Well, it was a while ago, but I just found out. This episode is in memoriam of...
the actress that played Myra, because I don't actually know her name.
That's okay. So now then you've got demisexuality, which emphasizes the importance of emotional intimacy and trust in forming that sexual connection.
Yeah, I think it's the somebody explained it to me once who said they were demisexual, that they have to have that base before they can have any sexual attraction.
So I had a conversation with somebody the other night, and she was so excited when I said this, because apparently nobody else has felt this way, and she was so excited to find somebody like me. When I meet you, I'm either attracted to you or I'm not, but it will never grow. If I am not attracted to you the first time I meet you, I will never be attracted to you. I may learn to love you and care for you and have you be a close friend, but I will never, ever want to fuck you. I have never in all the years, and I have a lot of years, folks, have I ever had somebody that I was not attracted to immediately and have the attraction grow.
Okay, then how do you, I'm not challenging you in this in any way.
Yeah.
But your first reaction to Daddy J when I saw your picture was nerd.
Yes.
And you were like, nah.
Yeah, but I don't, my attraction to him and what I did with him was not.
For him.
For him. I want you to say, it's not that it wasn't for him. It was a gift to a friend. I can separate.
Yeah, I can see that.
I can separate in my head, I want to fuck you, which is being about me, versus I love you and I want to give you this gift, and this gift just happens to be sex.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, no. See, and this is weird for me to hear about because I am one of those people that attraction can grow over time.
It has never. Now, I have wanted to fuck somebody and then they've opened their mouth and I go, oops, never mind.
Yeah.
Or you are so fucking gorgeous. Can you please just stand there and shut up and not ruin this moment for me?
Yeah, just be a living piece of art. That's okay,
I just
okay,
need your
sweetie.
Penis and your muscles. Just shut your mouth.
No, you can always gag them. That part's fun.
But it's never grown for me. Ever.
Now I'm starting to question.
About what?
Am I Demi or Sapio?
Well, again, remember, this is all a spectrum. You don't have to be just one. You can be both. You can be a little bit of, you know, a little bit of column A and a little bit of column B.
See, thank you, because now I have Aladdin in my head.
You're welcome.
Have some of column A.
Excuse me, I'm not saying it right. What can I say except you're welcome. And I'll get that one in your head.
Yeah, now they're both running simultaneously.
I know. You're welcome. All right, so let's get further into the nuances of both of them so that maybe it will help Dara. Okay, so excuse me. We are now here for our counseling session to help Dara. Please join in with us as we help Dara discover whether or not she is a sapio and or demisexual.
Thanks. Happy to be here, I think.
It's a learning process. You're going to learn today, Dara.
Oh boy.
So sapiosexuality is basically means it is characterized by an attraction primarily rooted in intelligence and intellect. So these people who identify sapiosexual are attracted to partners who stimulate them intellectually and engage in thought-provoking conversations, finding deep satisfaction in a mental compatibility. I was reading an article where they were suggesting places to meet other sapiosexuals, and like the library was the first.
No.
The first thing on the list.
World of Warcraft.
Okay, but how does that translate to intellectual?
Or literally any game where you don't actually see somebody.
Yeah, but it doesn't actually stimulate the intellect.
It does if you have conversations with the people while you're playing on either a voice chat or typing. I was attracted to my second husband when we met over literally World of Warcraft. We were in the same guild. We ran together all the time for like months, and I would have these long conversations with him. And I was attracted. Plus, he was in school to be an engineer. I always fall for engineers. I did notice this.
Okay. You had a type?
I did, yes. Almost. One of the first boyfriends I had was going to be a chemical engineer. Yeah, so usually some sort of engineer.
Okay.
I married one. I married an electrical engineer. Ha ha.
There you go. So sapiosexuals prioritize the mental stimulation over physical. Now, that doesn't mean they're not physically attracted to somebody. I want to just say that in. Physical attraction still very much could play a role, but it's secondary to the intellectual connection.
Yeah, I'm starting to think here. Yeah, because I prioritize the sense of humor over anything else.
Well, I like a sense of humor, too. But as I said, like for me, it's also, do I want to fuck you or do I want to fuck you and have a relationship with you?
I just need
the physical to fuck you.
And here's the other thing. The musical component, if you are creative musically or you can paint or anything creative like that, that is also part of it for me. Like, I remember being highly attracted to somebody in art class in high school because they were painting.
Well, I guess here's the question. Can you fuck somebody without a relationship?
Yes.
Then what made you attracted to them? That you were willing to fuck them but not have a relationship? Like, what was the difference that you didn't have the relationship with them?
They were funny and smart and super fun to be around and hang out.
Then why don't you want a relationship with them? I'm watching her brain work here, people. It's very funny.
It kind of depends. I guess it depended on the person.
Mm-hmm.
I did that. I remember doing that thing with one of my best friends once in college where we would literally just give each other sex as like birthday presents because we were broke as fuck.
Right.
And
but you had a relationship with them. It just wasn't. It wasn't.
It was never romantic. And I wasn't.
Well, it was a platonic romantic.
It was platonic sexual.
Yeah.
We never dated. We never wanted to.
Yeah. Like, could you go with me to a swingers event? Separate from your monogamous and your rules.
Okay, so let's just say I'm single.
Right, just say you're single. Could you go with me to a swingers event and fuck somebody that night and never see them again?
No.
Yeah, see, I can. And have, actually.
I literally didn't even hesitate. No.
Yeah. Yeah, I totally could. I could be like, I need to do you. All right, I'm done.
I don't think I've ever done that. Like, in my entire life, I don't think I've ever just randomly seen somebody, fuck them, and then just... I've had one night stands, but I already knew the person.
Yeah.
I fucked a lot of friends.
Right. Remember,
in college.
I've told the story about the guy who I fucked at a party, wanted my phone number, and I went, no, that's okay. You don't need it.
No. Wow.
Look, another label that Dara may have to add to the t-shirt.
This
her
is what
t-shirt.
I'm saying. I need patches.
So the term sapiosexual actually derived from, Dara loves this. I found this just for her.
You gave me an etymology?
I did. It's derived from the Latin root sapien, which means wise, and sexualis, which means sexual.
That was a really tough one.
I know. Thank you. Yeah. I worked hard on that one.
Yeah.
It was. Do you know when it first appeared in Merriam-Webster?
No.
Only 2004.
Really?
Not that. Now, granted, let's face it, that is still 20 years ago.
What the fuck is? No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No.
Yes.
Because 20 years ago was the 80s.
Yeah, no.
I wish. Shit.
But yeah, but still, I mean, when you're considered my age, 2004 is not that long ago.
I saw a thing on TikTok where this guy was talking to, I don't know, I guess it must have been a kid. They're like, yeah, this is giving Blink 182 vibes. And they're like, wait, you know Blink 182? And the kid's like, yeah, I love classic rock.
Yeah, fuck you all.
I fucking died. I was like, screw this. I'm off TikTok for today.
I know. TikTok can really be hurtful.
Really is.
So right now, they're guesstimating. I don't know how they found out this information. But for individuals age 18 to 35, about somewhere between 1 and 8% identify as sapiosexual.
I think I could legit identify as sapio.
Okay, so I shouldn't point out, though, that you're not within that age range of 18 to 35.
Eh, I feel like I'm 30.
I know that I'm waiting for things to be thrown my way.
And I got carded yesterday, so.
Oh, that's so cute.
Yeah.
It's not without its controversy and criticism because, you know, that's what people like to do. So first of all, whether or not it's a distinct, valid sexual orientation is the first problem. Some people, supporters say that that individuals who identify as sapiosexual have unique patterns of attraction that warrant recognition and validation. And others argue that it's made up. Like, it's just like, hey,
it's not made up.
Well, you know, that we can be that we're all attracted to different things. Like, just the fact that in our, like, there was a while ago a meme that went around. And this was for the people who like male bodies, right? So it was a whole thing of different male bodies from the super bodybuilding type to the dad bod.
Yeah, which is what I like.
And you talk about what it is you're attracted to. And just in that very informal, not valid research that we did, there was a wide range.
So, I mean, I can kind of see how this could be considered not an orientation. It's simply what you're attracted to. And if you have a type, you have a type.
Yeah.
So, like, I ended up marrying a bunch of engineers. That could be a type, not necessarily a sexual orientation. I am not only attracted to engineers. Right.
Yeah. Some critics talk about the potential exclusionary implications, particularly regarding ableism. And I thought this was fascinating. Eurocentrism. Easy for me to say.
Centrism.
Yeah. That this may inadvertently reinforce ableist notions by equating intelligence with worthiness or desirability.
Okay.
Right? And that It also may reflect Eurocentric ideals of intelligence and education, potentially marginalizing individuals from non-Western cultures or those with different cognitive abilities. So would somebody who has a mental disability, are they unattractive then? With somebody who has, somebody with Down syndrome, does that mean they're not attractive?
Nope, because I have seen some absolutely beautiful Downs people.
Yeah, I came across one on TikTok. This girl is fucking phenomenal.
The blonde?
The blonde. She's yes. The cheerleader. She's
went
she's
to college.
She's going to college. She just got accepted. She's sexy as hell.
She's absolutely
and I love
stunning.
Her attitude. What an attitude, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's the idea. So if your attraction is intelligence, and here you have somebody who obviously has developmental delays when it comes to that because of...
So there's a difference, though, when you're talking about that. There's a huge difference between unintelligent and delayed intelligence.
Well, there's a huge difference between ignorance.
Right.
And an inability to learn. Versus a non-desire to learn, which is what ignorance is.
A lot of people who have certain Down syndrome, for example, I'm going to stick with that one. It's not necessarily unintelligent. It is simply delayed cognitive function. People with ADHD have this too.
Mm-hmm.
It is not simply, and language barriers. It's simply the translation takes a lot longer to stick.
Right.
So one, I know a lot more about Downs because my brother is Down syndrome, and that again is a spectrum. That girl that we were talking about, very very mild case. My next door neighbor had she has Downs, no physical attributes of it except for one.
Fascinating.
And it was I don't know if you know anything about it, but it's the hands. A lot that's a dead giveaway. So
I know the eyes. I didn't know about the hands.
Most of the time, it's the eyes and the fact that the mouth is very small in comparison to the tongue.
Mm-hmm.
The tongue is normal size. The mouth is small. So that's why a lot of time you see Down's child with their tongue kind of out
mm-hmm.
Because it literally physically cannot be held inside their mouth. But my brother is borderline mild moderate, which means he's kind of on that line between. And so he can do certain things like he can tell you in the year 2050 how old you're going to be.
Right.
He can do that. Very, very quickly. I can't fucking do that.
Mm-hmm.
But he can't turn on the shower by himself. So, difference. There's, but that one little girl that we were talking about is obviously very mild. My neighbor, when she was identified to have it, the only thing that she had was, if you look at your hands, Rara,
mm-hmm.
you have two lines, right?
Yeah.
Downs has one.
Hmm.
And also in between the toes, there's more of a distance between the big toe and the first toe.
Okay.
That's it. That was the only two physical things that she had, nothing else.
That's wild.
But genetically, they found out that she had Downs. Mm-hmm. She spoke two languages. She did fantastic in school. I mean, couldn't tell.
Right. But that's the whole thing. It's like maybe because you've had that personal experience, you're more knowledgeable about it and more understanding of it while... somebody else who hasn't been exposed.
But that's the thing. I would never be attracted to somebody like that because of my up-close personal experience mm-hmm. with it. To me, they all are my little sibling.
Right.
And I'm just like, oh my God, you're so fucking cute. And I just want a little sibling mm-hmm. them all. That's the only way I view it.
Now, here's an interesting question. So you brought up the IT engineers.
Yeah.
So would that mean you wouldn't be attracted to a plumber?
Not necessarily. Because plumbers have to do a lot of shit. It's not it's not somebody that comes and unclogs your toilet.
Mm-hmm.
It's the people that are attaching pipes to new houses. It's the people. I mean, there's a lot of math involved in that. There's a lot. I mean, I'm probably going to be more attracted to somebody who is doing the electrical work just because, electricity is my kink.
Mm-hmm.
But it depends on how well spoken and funny they are.
Yeah. But there's definitely the stigmas associated with certain
yes.
jobs. That's why you have your blue collar versus your white collar.
I would not be attracted to a gator hunter.
Yes, yeah, and I could be to fuck him, but not have a relationship with him.
I wouldn't even.
If he had the right body type.
Oh, no, I could see that.
I would so fuck him.
I would see that. But I, for me, that's just not, I can't, no. Yeah.
Which is why I do not identify as a sapiosexual. It's actually, this is what I tell, it's not that intelligence turns me on as much as stupidity turns me off.
I have both.
And stupidity is, doesn't necessarily mean book smart. Stupidity means your brain does, you can't figure things out. That's what I talk about. I don't care whether or not you can answer the Jeopardy questions. God knows I can't most of them. If I can answer one Jeopardy question, I have had a good night.
Yeah, no, that's like, oh my God, I'm a genius. Yeah, I got that. Right? What's 2 + 2? Oh, I don't fucking know.
Right. But stupidity is definitely a turnoff.
Yeah. For me, it's more the unwillingness to learn something new.
Yeah.
That's what I consider stupid. Education is extremely important to me. So, for example, you were talking about the plumber.
Mm-hmm.
One of the reasons I tended to stick with engineers is because the level of schooling that took is more than a plumber would have. However, if it's a plumber that has a technical degree plus an MBA for owning their own plumbing business.
I don't know that I've
business,
ever met a plumber with an MBA.
I don't either. I'm just making,
but I'd like to.
I'm making
we're not
shit
saying
up.
That we're not saying that that's not possible. We're just saying we haven't actually met any.
I'm just giving this as an example. Okay. See, there's a difference in that.
Yeah.
Education is something that is extremely important to me. Therefore, I am going to look for somebody with that degree.
Yeah. And I think it's interesting. I have changed as I got older and have run out of fucks. What attracts me as far as that kind of stuff is different. I think probably when I was younger.
Ooh, I thought of something.
Okay.
Firefighter.
Congratulations.
Firefighters don't necessarily have the degrees. EMTs don't necessarily have the degrees, but holy fuck, do they have to be smart.
Yes.
In order to do well, all of that stuff.
Well, I guess for me, a lot of it is when I talk about stupidity, I'm more like my brain works at a mile a minute. And one of my superpowers is my ability to make decisions quickly and understand things quickly. Right? If you explain something to me, I'll usually pick it up pretty quickly. But I've met people who, like, 10 minutes later, were still explaining shit. And the connection is still not happening.
Yeah, no.
I'm not very patient for that.
I'm definitely not.
So that's kind of where that goes. So again, I'm not attracted to intelligence. I'm just turned off by stupidity. So let's talk about demisexual, because that is also something that I don't relate to. It makes sense. Like, when it's explained to me, it makes sense.
Intellectually, it makes sense to you?
Intellectually, it makes sense, but I it's not me. So demisexuality, basically, they're experiencing sexual attraction solely after forming a deep emotional bond or connection with another person, which is very different than your conventional patterns of attraction. Demisexual individuals prioritize emotional intimacy and trust in their relationships, valuing the establishment of a profound emotional connection as a prerequisite for experiencing sexual desires. So your demisexual is probably not going to a swingers event, looking at somebody going, you're hot, let's go fuck.
Yeah, probably not. They'd probably be more into like partner swap if they were a swinger. So like getting to know another couple and then switching the partners, right. That would be something I could kind of see.
They focus on the importance of building a strong emotional foundation. So their hearts need to be engaged before their libido gets engaged.
Yes.
As opposed to the sapiosexual who needs their brain to get engaged before their libido.
I'm starting to think I really do lean more towards sapio.
That one surprised me
than anything else. Yeah. But I'm not saying it's a sexual orientation.
Yeah. So unlike individuals who experience immediate or superficial attraction, hi, based solely on physical appearance, hi, it's me, I'm the problem. Demisexuals lack an innate sexual interest until they have that meaningful emotional connection. So this is the people who will always, you'll hear, they were friends first. And then the romantic relationship built from being friends first. You're starting to wonder again?
No, because I've done that. But again, it's if I'm friends with somebody and they're not that smart, I don't want a relationship with them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, yeah.
So Sepia makes more sense to you than Demi.
Yeah. I think I'm going to stick with that.
Well, the fascinating thing about, for me anyway, about Demi, even more so than Sepia, like I understand being attracted to somebody because they're intelligent and funny and all of that. And of course, I obviously understand being attracted to somebody because they're fuckable. Because, you know, that's me. Being demisexual and being like, I don't want to fuck you until we already have a friendship and a trust and a level of emotional intimacy.
I 100% understand that.
I mean, it sounds lovely. But it just, it's very different, and it seems, it really challenges the norms, similar to Sepia, that prioritize physical attractiveness. But to me, they challenge it even more so than the sapiosexual. I mean, I don't know if you agree or disagree with that.
No, yeah, I agree.
All right. It underscores the nuanced and complex nature of human sexuality because you're, for a lot of people, the emotional and physical aspects are separate. And in this one, they're very much together. Now, I would like to say, just so there's no confusion, I'm not saying that once I get to know you and trust you and have that emotional intimacy that it doesn't make the sex better. I just don't need it.
You're just saying that you can have the sex before you have the intimacy. Yes. And the trust and the emotional connection that can grow. Yes. Diesel, for example.
Oh, yeah. I looked at him and said, I want to fuck you.
That was 100% what happened.
That is. Yeah.
She did that a couple of months ahead of time.
Yeah. When I pointed him out to a friend and said, that guy, I want to fuck that guy.
And then after that, you kept fucking. And then the emotional intimacy happened.
Exactly.
So, yeah.
I did it backwards.
Rara is whatever the opposite of demisexual is, as proven.
The Rara sexual. That's what we're just going to call it.
Oh, my God, no, because that just means that you're only attracted to Raras.
I am pretty attractive. I mean, not right now. If you could see me right now, not so much. But, yeah, it's the weekend. Oh, God. Okay there?
No.
It's all right. That's it?
Yeah.
Shit.
Got 9 pages of notes. Go.
So, sapiosexual and demisexual identifies.
Identifies? That's actually, I'm keeping that. That was a good word.
Sapiosexual and demisexual identities intersect with various aspects of identity. So, gender, right? How gender identity influences the experience and expression. It recognizes that individuals of all genders can be sapiosexual or demisexual. And I think you'll, and I could be wrong, because again, I don't identify as either one of these.
Because that never happens.
No, very rarely. To me, I put sapiosexual and demisexual a lot with pansexual. Because since you are attracted to the brain, you are attracted to the emotional intimacy and trust, then the gender aspect, whether it's the penis, the vagina, it's just not as important.
I would say there's like a Venn diagram. You can be sapiosexual, pansexual, or you can be sapio bisexual, or you can be sapio straight.
Yeah.
Or some combination of all of them.
I just feel like if you look at the circle of pan, you will probably find a higher percentage of, let's say, sapiosexual and demisexual than people like me.
I'm going to put myself...
That's my guess.
I'm going to put myself right on the borderline. Like, so let's say you have your circle of pan, and then you have these, like, a little Venn diagram-y bubble up here. I'm going to be right here on that edge of pan and sapio, right. I think.
But because I'm attracted to the physical,
mm-hmm.
right? And I identify as straight with sprinkles.
One really big Lucy sprinkle.
It was a 3-year sprinkle. Look, I experiment. It was my experimental stage.
Can I be sapio with sprinkles?
Yes, of course.
Or is sapio one of my sprinkles? Right? I'm very confused
but
right
obviously,
now.
But obviously,
I'm having a confusion in my sexuality because of this episode.
I'm so sorry. I need that male physical body to get my figuratively and literally juices flowing.
What if it's a masked lesbian?
Following several of them on TikTok, I can say they're attractive, but they're missing the key components. I like the broad set of shoulders, which is traditionally with the male body. Mm-hmm. I like the pecs, and boobs don't
translate
for me.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm just talking about me, folks. I'm not saying anybody else. This is for me. I like swimmers' bodies. I like that with the V.
Mm-hmm. So here's the thing: as somebody who is not into that, who likes androgynous and the mask lesbian, the more androgynous, the better. Honestly, give me an effeminate mask, an effeminate penis person, and a more masculine vagina. I love it. Mm-hmm. I love. There's one that I'm following right now that's gender fluid, and shows how they do makeup for each, same clothes, different hair and makeup, completely different looking
person. Oh, I wonder
if
there's a person I came across their TikTok once, and they identify as non-binary. They did the most fucking, actually, I don't even think they call it non-binary. I think they call it gender fluid.
Yes. Gender fluid is when it depends on, you are this gender or you are that gender, but it depends on how you feel.
They went back and forth with different outfits and hairstyles. And I will tell you, it was like, I'm looking at them one way going, oh, you're a man.
Yes.
And then I look at them and I go, oh no, you're a woman.
I think we're talking about the same person.
And it was like, I was just mind blown.
Dark kind of longish hair, sometimes glasses, sometimes not.
Like shoulder length?
Yes, can actually alter their jawline.
Oh my God, it's insane.
Draws on a little bit more of a mustache, literally puts mascara on the mustache.
Like, I have no idea what they were born as.
Nope.
You cannot tell. And it is so fucking, not only did it blow my mind, it impressed the fucking hell out of me. And probably more than anything else I've seen or learned about, made me understand gender fluidity.
I absolutely love it. I remember telling you, my one friend that came up, and I had that rule for them about you can't eat food until you eat me.
Yeah.
This person was also gender fluid.
Yeah.
So I learned a lot from them about it. Around me, she was mostly female.
Mm-hmm.
That weekend that we had together, female the whole entire weekend. I've also, one of the coolest characters in a book that I've ever fucking read, a mainstream book, was gender fluid. Now, from my understanding, a lot of gender fluid people will have a specific thing that triggers, I am female today, I am male today.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the whole day. This person, the way the character was written was, I am female when there's no sun in the sky. So when the cloud goes over the sun, they're female. When the sun comes back out, they're male.
What do they do on those days where it goes back and forth between?
Switches back and forth. And they're a ship captain. So the crew got very, very used to saying ma'am or sir, depending on whether or not there was a cloud.
That's wild.
It was a fascinating character. I absolutely loved it. But yeah.
Yeah. See, I'm not attracted to the androgyny.
Oh, I very much am.
That doesn't mean I can't look at people and go, damn, you're hot or sexy or attractive. I just don't want to fuck you.
See, and that's the thing.
I think you're beautiful.
If I sat down and talked with them and they were actually smart and funny, then yes.
Yeah. See, like Sofia Vergara. I can look at Sofia Vergara and go, fuck, that woman is hot. I don't want to fuck her, though.
I do. Do you know how fucking smart Sofia Vergara is?
No, I don't.
Have you seen interviews with her?
Yes. I think she's funny as fuck.
Which is part of what I like.
Yeah.
But so going back to the gender fluid person who does the makeup, That to me is creative as fuck. And it takes a certain kind of intelligence to be able to do that. So the thing is, I did a lot of studying on this. Intelligence has different levels. There's different kinds of intelligence. Yeah, did you know? You
like book smart versus street smart.
No, there's even more than that. There's the intelligence of being self-aware. I have that kind of intelligence in spades. I am not very interpersonal smart. You are very interpersonal smart, which is why you can do so much networking. I am not. I can't read other people. I'm oblivious. And then, but when it comes to like knowing myself, I've done some deep dives. I know myself. Like what I'm doing right now, this is, you know, I'm testing it and I'm thinking about it. But there's like, I don't know, 6 or 8 different levels of smart that is not necessarily book smart versus street smart.
Mm-hmm.
Just saying. Creatively smart, I'm very attracted to that.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So I think you might have to start adding the term sapiosexual.
I'm pretty sure I'm going to. Like I said, I think we need to find a patch thing so that we can start doing label patches.
Now, the cool thing with the two, the sapio and the demi, is that it crosses all, we talked about it, crosses all gender identities. It also crosses all ethnicity and cultures. However, that doesn't necessarily mean that everybody's cultural norms and values and societal expectations is going to allow people to admit this is how they identify. Right? There are certain cultures where the physical is very focused on how people look. You know, there's a level of what's considered beautiful in that particular culture. And usually what's considered beautiful in particular cultures is a physical attribute.
Yeah, so like hair color, dyeing your hair a different color can be considered certain, you know, forms of beauty. Mm-hmm. Or I know in some cultures it has to do with scarification patterns.
Right.
Because the more scars you have, the warrior thing. Like now I'm thinking of, oh my God, what the fuck was that movie? Black Panther.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, the guy who had all of his kills
mm-hmm.
literally scarred into his body.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's that. Some people find scars hot.
I don't know that I find them hot, but I find the story behind them hot. Like if it was something that they battled and won.
Like a bear?
Yeah, that would do it. Look, I no hate mail, please, folks. I like my men to be manly. I don't like androgyny. I like the manly man. I like the stereotypical, what you see in the movies.
Did I tell you that we were talking about going to that cabaret at Crucible in April, but it's quink only, right? Mm-hmm. And I was like, well, I'm going to have to put some makeup on Daddy J and invite somebody to be his date because we need him to appear more quinky.
Here we go. Yeah, I mean, it's.
But if I put mascara and eyeliner on that man, the androgyny is fierce.
I can easily see that.
His eyelashes are longer than mine.
Oh, that always happens because they haven't ruined them with mascara like we have.
My God, I can't. My little brother has perfect eyebrows, perfect eyelashes, perfect shoulders, and perfect legs. Fucker.
Well, he hasn't destroyed the eyebrows or the eyelashes, so that's why.
Okay, so here's the thing. I didn't either. Even as a millennial when that whole teeny tiny eyebrow plucking thing was in, never. Never, ever, ever. Keep my damn eyebrows. Yeah.
All right. You okay now?
No.
I'm sorry.
That was a stupid fucking fashion trend.
Listen, I look back at some of the old fashions from, you know, and I had a lot of different fashions over my many years. And some of those I would just like, kind of like, we thought that was a good look.
Dude. All I can think of is the mistake of MC Hammer parachute pants. Do you know those are back now?
Everything is gone. Listen, bell bottoms came back in.
Okay, no, those are cool though.
Really?
Hell yes.
And if I showed you a picture of me in the 70s wearing them, you wouldn't think they were so cool.
Well, if you showed me a picture of you wearing them in like the 90s, I would. Yes.
Now I got to go find my 9 pages of notes where we were at.
Speaking of sapiosexual and creative attraction, while Ra-Ra is looking for her notes, have you seen the ones where people are actually like designing dresses on TikTok?
No.
Like drawing, cutting it out, putting it together and sewing it?
The only people I follow who do that is Mr. Pierre.
Oh, like the couture dress ones, I fucking love it. Mm-hmm. That is another form of creative intelligence that I am very attracted to. I don't think there is one that I'm not attracted to.
Do chefs do it for you?
Yes. I'd fuck Gordon Ramsay. Hell yes.
Really?
Give me that pot.
Gordon Ramsay?
Yes.
Okay, now I might make an exception for Amari, the chocolate guy.
No.
As long as he makes me all that chocolate.
He's boring as fuck. Have you not seen his show?
I loved his show.
Oh my God, I was so bored. We stopped watching it. No, I couldn't stand him.
He is so creative. Do you not watch what he does with chocolate? That is like
he's
the ultimate creativity.
He is a genius for creative with chocolate, but he has no personality whatsoever.
I just think it's, if he just makes me chocolate, I'll be fine.
He's one of those guys where I'm like, oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah, that's hot. He's hot. And then he opens his mouth and I'm like, oh, no, there ain't nothing there.
Yeah. I just want the damn chocolate. Which
yeah,
is
you
really
can have the chocolate. I fucking can't. So that doesn't do anything for me.
I shouldn't, but I'm going to do it anyway.
Well, you can eat the chocolate dragon then.
I will. I will eat all of it. God, he made a Lego. He made himself into a big Lego out of chocolate.
Oh, that's crazy.
That was awesome.
Yeah, but I couldn't stand it.
All right. So let's talk about some of the misconceptions and challenges.
Oh, cool. Because I'm actually right there on the notes.
I was trying so
it's
hard.
Perfect.
I found it of both the two. So let's start with the misconceptions, which is the diminished importance of physical attraction. Okay. So clarifying, sapiosexuality and demisexuality do not devalue physical attraction. They're not saying it's not important. And you have to also be physically attracted. They're just prioritizing other things, such as the intelligence or the intellect or emotional connection. So it can be similar to when I say, you're sexy, I want to fuck you. You open your mouth, you say something stupid, and I go, never mind. You could be, as you said, totally attracted to this guy with his creativity over chocolate, and then he opens his mouth and he's boring.
Yeah. Well, is it kind of similar to when I tell Daddy Jay he's so lucky that he's funny?
Yeah.
Because that's what attracted me to him in the first place. His opening line,
right?
Well, not to you, but to me, it was funny.
Right. But you could have somebody who's standing in front of you who... I know. Perfect example. You talked about your World of Warcraft game where you talk to people and you don't actually physically see them.
Nope.
Right? How easy and simple could it be that you're attracted to somebody because of all the conversations you have with them? And then you finally get to see what they look like and you go, never mind.
That could have happened very easily.
Right? So that's why just because you're demisexual or sapiosexual doesn't mean that you're that physical appearance isn't important. It's just not the number one. And it's not what first attracts you to people.
Okay, then I'm pretty fucking sure that I'm sapio.
Okay, you're allowed.
Yeah.
Right? And it should not be diminished that the fact that you're attracted to somebody sexually by their brain or their emotional connection. Right? Like, there's some people who probably think that that's just bull. Because it's not how they work. They work like I do, where it's all about the physical. But I've seen it in action, folks. It's really true. And I've actually seen, you know those couples? You ever seen those couples where you kind of look at the two of them and you go, I don't get it.
Yes. Yes.
Right? You're like, physically, they're just not a match.
Okay, so for example, there was a thing on TikTok a little while ago. I know we constantly bring up shit on TikTok.
We're on TikTok way more than we should. Okay, anyway.
A lot of good fodder.
Well, not to mention the fact that it opens up a wide range of things we never would have been exposed to otherwise.
Or having subjects for the podcast about. there was the one where it was the girl's account. And she was the one talking about how people look at her and her husband and immediately go, what the fuck? These two don't match.
I know exactly who you're talking about.
She was.
They're very famous. Yes.
Yeah. She was really obese.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like a bodybuilder.
Yep.
Yeah.
And if you watch their TikToks and you watch him watch her.
Oh, yeah.
He fucking adores her.
Oh, yeah. He will do anything for her. It's fantastic. Their relationship is beautiful.
Okay. That's people like that have such a strong connection either because they're sapiosexual or because they're demisexual. It's such a strong intellectual or emotional connection that to them, that other person is beautiful.
And sexy.
Right? Listen, I talk about, have you ever looked at some kids? Not the most attractive kids in the world, but their parents love and adore them.
So horrible story about this. My mother is the prime subject.
That's their mom under the bus. She doesn't listen anyway.
Oh, she has no idea that I'm going to say this. But I always found it oddly comforting that I was the pretty baby.
Mm-hmm.
And she loved me. And she actually would tell, she tells me this all the time. When I was a baby, other people would be like, damn, that's a pretty baby. And my mom would be like, well, I'm a little bit biased. But yes, she's a very pretty baby. Okay. Mm-hmm. My little brother was an ugly mofo. Looked like a monkey.
My nephew. He's improved a lot.
But see, yeah, but my brother is totally adorable now with his perfect eyebrows and his perfect shoulders and his perfect eyelashes.
Fuck him.
God damn it. But as a baby, he was an ugly looking little monkey.
We used to, as a bunch of us, because I used to work in childcare, one of the many jobs I've had over the years. And we used to ask some of us teachers, we'd be like, the parents know that their child is funny looking and just loves them anyway?
Yeah.
Right?
On some level, I don't have children. I have no concept of this. I can right now look at a baby and go, oh, so cute. And look at another one and go, oh, okay. That's a unique looking child.
Yeah.
You are so blessed.
My nephew and my middle son are 3 weeks and 2 days apart.
Mm-hmm.
My middle child was a gorgeous baby.
He's a gorgeous adult.
Right. He's still gorgeous. But as a baby?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Like just...
I hope your oldest son does not listen to this either.
Okay, I do not bullshit with my kids. I have told my three kids that my middle one was the prettiest of the three.
He's still the prettiest.
Yeah, that I don't tell them.
I mean, I'm going to just say
well,
it.
Well, that's not true. I do tell my middle one that.
Yeah, well, don't tell your daughter.
She knows. Trust me, she's not stupid. She may be the most...
She's the smartest of the three of them.
Actually, I think my oldest is the smartest, but my middle one, my youngest is the most fucking put together of them all.
Like she's the more adult?
She's the more adult, but she's got the emotional intelligence.
She's really mature, too.
She's very fucking mature. She scares me. Sometimes she's more mature than I am, but that's beside the point.
Sometimes?
Yeah, only sometimes.
The only reason she's not more mature is you're the one that has the money.
Yeah, well, that's debatable. I don't really have that much. Though she did send me, her favorite thing, she never asks me outright for money. She sends me TikToks where kids are asking for money.
Did she send you any of the stupid, you guys are Jewish, so she wouldn't have. But have you seen the Easter basket trend?
Fucking shit. Those are hysterical.
Not the ones that are legit. The satire ones.
I love the ones the parents, when the woman comes out and she says, my 674-month-old.
Yes. Those are fantastic. But I sent you one the other day.
Oh, yes,
I
know. It was really funny. God, now you got me confused all over again. Anyway, so okay,
that's
it's fine.
My job.
It's fine. So what they're saying with these two, it's not that physical attraction isn't. I'm back on track. And don't direct me again. Divert me. Whatever the fucking word is. This is why I'm attracted to physical, not mental. Because I'm not.
Because you don't have any?
Not at this point.
You need somebody that
and
matches your energy.
We
have
one more episode to record after this.
Jesus Christ.
That's okay, but that one's going to be fun. And that one doesn't require emotional.
That one's going to be mental. More me
ranting.
Yelling.
So we're just warning you now for next week.
I'm
be prepared.
Zipping you to lippies.
Okay. So it's not that they're saying that physical attraction doesn't come into play. It's just not the first or maybe even the second thing. All right. There we go. Did I get that now? She's got a mouthful of coffee. She can't answer me. This is as good as when we taught the class the other night and her mic went out.
Fuck you.
Damn, she swallowed.
Not something you say every day.
Which, if you know, Dara is impressive.
I swallow coffee all the time. If I didn't, I'd have a problem.
Would you swallow if I put sperm in the coffee?
No. And if you actually did that, I would have you arrested for sexual assault.
What about breast milk?
Nope.
Nope.
And got anything else?
No, I just things I wanted to know. Okay.
No. Just
right. We also need to dispel any misconception or ideas that sapiosexuality and demisexuality are transient preferences or they're just like a fad. Like they're the in thing now and they'll just go away.
No.
Okay. Similar to, you know, like trans and all of that in the non-binary. it's not that these are fads, people. It's just people are finally comfortable enough discussing these things and we can put names to them.
Yeah, my mother is one of those people. Once again, my mother.
Oh, okay, she's a boomer. She does really the best is. She can.
She's, but okay, so like a boomer, she is one of those people that thinks that it's a fad. And that, you know, because like I mentioned something about, I think I was looking at some masked lesbian. I was like, ooh, she's really cute. And my mom goes, oh, you would be the type of person who would jump on that trend and start dating a woman, wouldn't you? I'm like, if she's hot enough, yes. Yes, I would date a woman.
Good for you.
Just because I like slapping my mom in the face with that shit. Anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, my mom, when I first told my mom about my girlfriend, my mom thought I was just in a phase, which turned out she was right. But that's beside
but
the point.
But at the time.
At the time, I didn't know that. Anyway, what about the challenges in dating when it comes to sapiosexual or...
That's got to be much harder. Especially for, I feel like, demi. Because it's going to take a lot longer to get to that point.
Right. And so you've got to have a partner a potential partner who hopefully feels the same way.
I don't think that they would think of it as a potential partner in the first place, though.
No. That's why it's a lot of it is we were friends first type right. thing. And then we got to know each other. Right. A lot of dating happens these days from dating apps. Your Tinder, your Hinge, your OkCupid. Grindr, whatever. How can you rate somebody's intellect on this? All right. Like you talk about with Daddy J, he had to respond with a joke.
Well, he started with a joke. Right? I didn't ask him
now,
to.
But even that joke, just you didn't do the joke and you went, that's it. Now I want him. It was more like, all right. He gets to go to the next round now.
Yes, that's exactly. I was like, this is a person who didn't start with, sup, beautiful. Immediately 10 points to Gryffindor right there, or in his case, Ravenclaw. But like, it was immediately intrigued. I was like, well, you came up with something actually intelligent to say to me and you paid attention to my profile. Holy shit. I like this.
What a concept.
So we continued to talk. And it was about 2 weeks before. No, for him, it was 2 weeks. Horsecock was 1 week.
Okay.
And by the way,
yeah, speaking of
I that, was yeah. fully able to, I slept with Horsecock. I did BDSM with Horsecock. Everything, he was a mechanic. So I don't just go for engineers. I'm going to prove that. Here's the thing, though. I was never in love with Horsecock.
Okay.
We did have a DS relationship. We did go on dates. I also was very much aware that I was never going to marry this person.
Right.
So...
Well, then here's the other problem. What happens if you have cross-pollinization and you have, I don't know what the term is for what I like.
What am I, a bee?
Yeah. For the term that I like. Physical sexual?
Physiosexual? I don't know.
Right? But I meet somebody who's a sapiosexual. I think they're attractive. I don't necessarily care. I think they're attractive. They want to know about my brain. And it just, I'm like, you're sexy. Oh, you're not. Like putting out up front?
You are going to have to deal with a lot of questions, like deep intrapersonal questions about yourself.
Yep. It's going to require a lot of open communication, mutual understanding, and navigating the differences.
Yeah. I don't know what Daddy J would be. Now I kind of want to figure it out because, like, I am not book smart in the same way that he is book smart. Far from it.
Yeah.
But... I'm very, like, very well read. I do a lot of literary stuff, and I'm very pop culture-y.
Yep.
And he's not.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a very different form of intelligence, but it's still a form of intelligence. And then he looks at me when I do something stupid and goes, you're so pretty. So now I
we all
know.
Do that. Yeah, you're so pretty. And that's so pretty. And that's important, too. Let's talk for a minute about representation. Representation, how often do you see in media and popular culture representation of sapio and demisexual?
Almost never.
Right? So I could easily see how somebody who identified that way would think that maybe there's something weird or wrong with them because other people aren't that way?
Well, because your version, the what we have currently termed physiosexual, is
yeah, because I'm not allowed to say rara sexual because it makes,
no, that was weird.
Like that's, oh, being weird has stopped us before.
Okay, true. But that is what would be considered the norm. You're just immediately physically attracted to somebody. So, and that's a lot harder to come across in a movie.
Yeah. Even in books, if you think about it, right? Like, I just recently read a book where the character identified as non-binary. I'm starting to see more books in romance with non-binary characters. And that's awesome. And that's great because we all should be able to see ourselves, at least find some books or movies or television shows where we can see ourselves. Like, I don't know how you would even portray, you know, because you've got a limited amount of time. You've got 2 hours in a movie for the love interest.
And between to find 6 each other, and 12 in a book.
Between the love interest finding each other. And so trying to portray that it's anything other than I've looked at you and want to fuck you. Like, how does that even work? But I think it's we need to work on figuring that out. Because everybody deserves to be representative. God, everybody deserves to be represented.
Pat, you're so pretty.
Thank you. I know. Words are hard.
Yeah. Words are not rah-rah's
intelligence. And this is another reason I'm not a sapiosexual, because I don't want to work that hard at being intelligent.
Rah-rah's never going to date a sapiosexual.
Oh, I will not be impressing them. It's okay. Maybe a demisexual, but I won't even notice that. I'd have to like have been attracted to them from the beginning, but thought there was no shot. And then there was a shot.
Yeah, I can see that.
Right. So I'd like to see people being more open and honest about being demisexual or sapiosexual, because so you can find other people so you know you're not alone, so you know that it's not abnormal.
And it's not. It's just that people are talking about it more.
Yeah. It's very
like
simple.
There's always been gay people in the world, and now it's just more acceptable to discuss it out in the open.
Yeah. So are we safe to conclude now?
We can conclude.
Yes. So in conclusion, talking about and exploring the identities of sapiosexual and demisexual really highlight and showcase just how complex and diverse human sexuality is. Some of us might be exactly just one. Some of us might be a combination of one. But I think the more we can identify what we are will help us in the long run. I mean, it comes down to that self-awareness.
I was going to say, that's a mark of intelligence in order to be able to understand yourself.
Which means Dar will want to fuck you. I'm just saying, so just be careful.
Yeah. Good luck. If you start telling me all this introspective stuff about yourself, I'm probably going to be attracted to you.
If you are like me and you are old, if you are Dara and you're middle-aged.
Hey!
Look, if I'm old, you're middle-aged.
You're not old. You're totally middle-aged. I'm a baby.
I'm over halfway done with my life, so I don't even know if I could say middle-aged anymore. All of this is new, and it challenges what we grew up with and what we viewed as quote-unquote normal. But I think it's important, and I think it's good for us to challenge those norms. Because again, this doesn't mean that 30, 40 years ago, this shit didn't exist. We just didn't talk about it. 30, 40 years ago, there were definitely couples that we looked at and went, huh, I don't get it. I mean, I hesitate to admit this, but 40 years ago, I was in high school. Hold on, let me do math. 83.
40 years ago, I was a literal baby.
Actually, my 40 year high school reunion would have been last year. I've blown Dara's mind again.
I don't want to calculate mine.
So is mine. My mind is blown too.
Nope.
Because again, 20 years ago was the 80s.
I'm sticking with that. 20 years ago was the 80s. So that's just it.
So trust me, 40 years ago in high school, there were definitely couples that I looked at and went, huh. I don't get it. That doesn't make sense to me.
I can even say 10 years ago was 2000s because I feel like I've matured past high school and I graduated in 2001.
Graduated high school in 2001?
Yeah.
Did you really?
Yeah.
You graduated high school in the 2000s?
2001, yes. first class of the new millennium, baby. Those 2000 assholes, they don't actually count.
I was
because that was the tail end of the last millennium.
I had already been married and divorced and married again and had two kids. By the time you graduated high school.
You have had way more life experience than me.
And I didn't even have my first kid till I was 29. It wasn't like I was a teenage mom.
In 2001, I hadn't even lost my virginity yet.
I did. That makes you feel better. I hadn't lost my anal virginity.
I couldn't even tell you when that was, dude.
But these people, that sounds awful. I apologize, folks. I am tired.
It's okay. I'll just cut it.
Let's leave it in. I admit it. I say stupid things because I'm old and it's fine because I want other old people to understand we say stupid things and we learn and we grow from
it. Okay. Therefore, I will not be cutting it.
You don't have to. People who identified as sapiosexual and demisexual were this way long before they knew there was a name to how they identified. Remember, 2004 is when it first came out. So it is essential to emphasize accepting and being inclusive, being empathetic to maybe the difficulties demisexuals have in relationships, because since it takes so long for that sexual attraction to grow, other people might not be willing to stick around that long for it. I encourage further dialogue, activities, support, and conversations. To learn more about it, to understand it, to show your support for people. And I think, as I said, I hope that we've done well by explaining this. Especially, I guess we've done an okay job because Dar's now figured out she is sapiosexual. So we've done okay with that. And we have confirmed beyond a shadow of a doubt, I am neither.
No question.
No question about that. But I think that's it for this episode.
Cool beans.
Thanks for hanging out with us today. If you enjoyed what you heard, make sure to subscribe so you don't miss a minute of our fun and educational content. New episodes drop every Friday.
If you love what we do and want to show support, there are several ways. Join us on Patreon at patreon.com/pinkkinkpodcast. You can support our affiliates or help spread the word about our kinky podcast to your friends.
Don't forget to rate and review Pink Kink on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Those 5-star reviews go a long way in boosting our podcast through the algorithm and reaching more listeners.
Sign up for our Pink Kink Institute classes. Shop at our Etsy shop, Pink Kink Boutique. Stay connected with us on social media. You'll find all the links on our link tree posted in the show notes.
Your support means the world to us. So until next time, stay pretty, stay safe,
and stay twisted.